Day, and we have Bob Pomeroy, and also we have Angie Thompson, Development Officer with RSU, and of course, with the foundation and everything, we got some big things kind of going along, don't we now?
We do.
Tell us what's coming up here in the short term.
Well, we've got a big fundraising, scholarship fundraising breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn the last Friday in March. It's going to be a great event this year.
Great, and of course, this money goes to the foundation and the scholarship fundraising that goes on, too. Tell us a little bit more about this and just the who, what, when, where. We're going to do it at the Hilton, but where do we sign up? Where do we go?
Well, I tell you, Tom, this is the one event we hold every year where we raise local dollars for our local scholars. So the funds that we raise are going to impact students who are completing degrees right here in Bartlesville at RSU Bartlesville. So we're going to do that this year with a little silent auction.
Silent auction.
Mini silent auction. Right. Those are always fun. We've got some great sponsors for that event, the Osage Casino, Price Tower. We've got some eateries downtown and some packages I think that will appeal to everyone. It'll be at a Hilton Garden Inn. The silent auction opens at 7:45 a.m. for about 30 minutes, and then the breakfast kicks off at 8.
Very good. Now, Bob, this you're one of the foundation board members here. This is so important as far as raising the money for our scholarship funds.
It sure is, Tom. You know, as Angie said, it's our only fundraiser of the year here in Bartlesville. And all the money that's raised stays in Bartlesville campus. It doesn't go over to Claremore or Pryor. What we raise here stays here for scholarships for our students. And as you and I have talked before, the reason I've agreed to be on the RSU Foundation Board is I just think that's critical that Bartlesville have a campus here.
Oh, indeed.
I think it just really completes our education opportunities for our local kids and children in the entire northeastern area and all. So I think it's important. Angie's done a great job with this. It has really grown. We've been doing it quite a while, but it has really got big now. And everybody has a good time at it. Got a great guest speaker that Angie will talk about. And so it'll be a good morning of great cause.
Indeed. You know, and people will say, well, I've never been to Bartlesville, but I've heard about Rider State University. What's the campus like? Well, it's a big building. And you know what? You don't have to worry about getting caught in the rain going from class to class because that's just not going to happen. It's all downtown, and it's nicely enclosed, and it's very, very nice to look at. Very nice to walk through, too.
It is a unique campus. Being in a somewhat of a high-rise building, and like you say, you don't have to go outside. And so, yeah, it's got a lot going for it. Neat building.
Yeah, and if you want something to eat, it's all right around you. You don't have to go far.
It's right there, you know, and we have almost 500 students enrolled this semester, and that includes all the students who are in the classrooms and taking classes online and all of that. So our campus is thriving and growing. We're excited about the degree paths that students are embarked on, and I know when they graduate in, you know, this spring or where, you know, if it's 4 years down the road, they've got some great career opportunities.
Now, I understand the nursing is one of the ones where people say, oh, you went to RSU? Okay, you come here. Yeah. Yeah, highly sought after with that program.
A lot of students are enrolled in our biosciences program, especially in the nursing. And, yeah, we have a partnership with Ascension St. John. They can do their clinicals there. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for students who want to pursue nursing.
Now, one thing that I like about this is that, hey, if you're in the area, and believe me, this is the public school in the area.
We're
just talking about that in the green room.
Yeah.
And Oprah carefully chosen M&Ms. And what happens here is that, you know, you got the opportunity to take your classes. You also have the opportunity to maybe stay at home while you're doing that and perhaps pick up a part-time job at the same time and walk out of there virtually debt-free.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity. And this breakfast on scholarships really helps along those lines,
it
too,
does.
Tom, because the expense can be low. You can live at home if you desire to and attend classes. You can arrange a schedule where it gives you an opportunity for a part-time job to help pay. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a lot of students that are on scholarship that really helps with not graduating and having a load of debt. You talked about the nursing program. I think that we place virtually all of our graduates from our nursing program just right away. It's a terrific curriculum for RSU. They are in demand, and the people around here and in other parts of the state know that whenever they come through and finish that program, they're ready to go to work. So that's a real shining point for us. The other thing is that we're wanting to work and add curriculums to RSU. Mm-hmm. We're wanting to find more four-year programs where students can not just start here, but they can finish their four-year curriculum here in Bartlesville and not do 2 years here and then have to go over to Claremore or somewhere else to get their degree. And we've had some success in that area. It is an area that we need to continue to grow, and we can through things like this fundraising breakfast coming up on March 20th.
And, Angie, it's time to hold up the sign here. So
absolutely.
Ready? There you go.
How's that? So you want to take a look at this web address, and this is where you can find everything about the breakfast and also where you can register. If you're not on Facebook Live, it's www.rsu.edu/BSB. Hey, and I just want to say a little something about the students who are going to benefit.
Oh, let's do.
Yeah. Hey, last year in 2019, we raised $25,000 at the breakfast. So that meant 11 students were able to receive scholarships for this academic year. So that's our goal again for this breakfast. But what's really cool is we've got Lori Fulbright.
Good.
Who's going to come give a talk, and also Jesse Woods. Jesse graduated in 2013 with a degree in criminal justice, and she has a really great job at ConocoPhillips, and she's going to share how receiving scholarships impacted her. And then what I call a really unique celebrity, Hunter the Hillcat.
Hunter the Hillcat?
Hunter the Hillcat will be there taking selfies to post on social media. He is super cool. And for those who don't know the myth of the Hillcat, it is a mythological creature that they say roamed the hills around Claremore. And so that's how we came up with Hillcat.
I gotcha.
He's our mascot. And he's super cool.
Well, there you go. Got to get those selfies. And we're talking about social media. You gotta keep up with the times, folks. You gotta get that selfie in. Now, when we're talking about students, we have our share of non-traditional students who are doing quite well, and they benefit from having our campus right where it is.
Mothers, fathers, you know, kids who want to live at home, they're considered non-traditional because they're not living, you know, in a campus setting and dormitories. They're considered non-traditional. 83% of our students work full-time, while they're pursuing degrees full-time. You know, some of them are employed at ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66, ABB, some of the other large employers, DSR. So they're employed full-time, they're working full-time, and they're completing their degrees full-time. Many of them have families, you know, and that's another full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, boy, is it ever, I want to tell you. That's both hands working, that's for sure.
You know, Tom, Angie's done a terrific job of getting alumni groups together just for a little social time to talk about their experiences, the students that have graduated and are still in the Bartlesville area. And it's been really interesting to me as I attend those deals to see, without stereotyping too much, but to see primarily the young mothers, many times single parents, that have gone back to school. They work full-time, as Angie was saying, at various jobs around town. But they've wanted to better themselves, to better their families, to better their children's opportunities. And so they've gone back to school. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to see the pride that they have that they were able to do that. And many of them that I've talked to, they're the first person in their entire family that ever had a college degree of any type. And so that's what RSU brings to Bartlesville. You and I, again, have talked before about the terrific job that Chuck McCauley and the Bartlesville Public School System does for our kids here. I think Chuck is probably the best superintendent in the state. And then once they graduate, they've got lots of opportunities to stay right here in Bartlesville. I think Tri-County Tech out there does a terrific job with opportunities for students that want to go in that direction. RSU has just a great facility here. And then we've got Oklahoma Wesleyan as another choice. So we've got a great community effort here that where our local students have various opportunities to extend their education. RSU is just a prime example of that benefit. And that's the reason we want to do everything that we can to make it successful, watch it grow, and give even more opportunities to our students.
Great. And one way you can help is attending the breakfast. And the date, once again, is
March 27th, the last Friday in March. The silent auction opens at 7:45 in the morning at the Hilton Garden Inn, and the breakfast kicks off at 8. We'll wrap it up around 9.
Very good. Now, when we talk about the campus, of course, being in a very big building, don't forget, folks, that it's convenient that way. One, you're not going to get lost. and two, you know, you're not going to get lost.
Yeah.
So some of the young people, when they think about, oh, gosh, I'm going to go to college. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You know, where do I go to? Where's the map? You know, give me the GPS. So, you know, I'm going to be. You don't have to worry about that. It's right here in your hometown. It's right here in your home area. And it's convenient. And on top of that, the class offerings and the degree offerings, they've just been growing. I mean, it seems like, you know, every year there's, I didn't know we did that. They're doing that. Wow, that's good. So you got a lot of pluses as the school grows here in the Bartlesville area. You're always going to see this idea of we're not going to be satisfied with status quo. Mm-hmm. We're always going to go that notch above. And I think that challenges students in the right direction, too.
Absolutely, Tom. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. It's quality education. You know, my son is a good example. Mm-hmm. He thought, well, I'll go to RSU and do my core classes for a couple of years and then transfer to OU. After the second year, he said, Mom, why would I want to transfer? They have everything that I want. So he completed his Bachelor of Science in Business Admin, stayed an extra year to complete his minor in history, and now he's headed to Norwich University to complete a master's program in history. Mm. So just quality education. Everything you need, everything you want is right here. Why would you go anywhere else?
And we were talking earlier, too, that the word is out that if it says Rogers State University on that diploma, that means something. That speaks loudly. Norwich right there.
Norwich.
You're
top
in.
Quality.
You know, that's your passport to bigger things, and it's all worth supporting. And I urge you to attend the event coming up on the 27th of March at the Hilton Garden Inn, 7 o'clock. There's your tickets right there on the screen. If you're just listening on radio only at this point, www.rsu.edu/BSB. Bob, anything else you want to add?
You know, the only thing that I would add real quick, Tom, is that Dr. Larry Rice is the president of RSU over in Claremore. He loves Bartlesville. He's well known in Bartlesville, and he loves Bartlesville. And I know firsthand that the administration over there feels very strongly about the Bartlesville campus. They want to do all they can to help us. Money's always a problem in education today, and so you can't just do anything and everything that you want. Angie's done a great job in helping us promote the Bartlesville campus, to raise money for the Bartlesville campus, and she has the full support of the administration over in Claremore. It's a win-win deal. It's just a great opportunity. We do need some support from the community, and one way they can do that is to come out and attend this breakfast.
All right. Angie, anything else?
Nope. There is no fee to attend the breakfast. It's free. We just are going to take a donation, and whatever suits you for your giving level, we'll appreciate everything that we receive.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank everybody associated with Rogers State University, and of course, great luck on this scholarship fundraising breakfast coming up on March the 23rd, 7 o'clock at Hilton Garden Inn. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks,
Alrighty.
Tom.